Hey people, my name is Ivan Bjelić, I'm from Serbia and I'm activist, ecological activist from movement March sa Drine or Get Off from Drina. And we fighting against lithium mining in Serbia instead of Rio Tinto lithium mining in Serbia. And in many things in our activism lead us to write on the water. And the Rio Tinto is one of the biggest issue that we have in Serbia when we speak about water pollution and our water sources. This is because, how can I say that, people who work researching in Serbia from Rio Tinto polluted water now after only researching. We don't have a lithium mine in Serbia still, but we have a really big problem with the pollution of water with the heavy metal in our west part of the Serbia, in the Jadar Valley. That they plan to open lithium mine, and we, how can I explain that? We stopped them two times, and I think they stopped doing researching and stopped their plans. But our government and our assembly tell us that they stopped lithium mine in Serbia, and 1 year after protest and after election, when they don't speak about lithium mining because people in Serbia don't want lithium mine, they start to recover project again. And more about that thing, Jovana shared to you after we introducing Serbia water problem at the most. When I was a kid, I have water in my pipe in my village where I live, and after that in a city where I go, I don't need to buy water in a public. I have them on a pipe in my kitchen, but now, after 27 years of my life, we have a problem in Serbia that 51 town in Serbia don't have water last year, and not only on summer when we have, how can I explain that, Jovana, suša, kad nestane vode. I don't know word on English, when we don't have enough water in our river and everything, we have problem with supply for agriculture, for industry and everything, but now we have a problem that we waste a lot of water for mining industry, but also with all the system of the water that we have that supplied our homes, and we have a really, really big waste of the water instead of the transport for water source to our pipes in Serbia. What is the biggest problem now? Instead of we don't have enough water, we have a water pollution with the many things, and in Serbia we don't have. How can I explain that? We don't have a really good connection with the people when we speak about saving the water, saving our nature from pollution of plastic also. So you can see some kind of the footage from a river in Serbia called Drina. I don't know, do you heard about that river before? This is the border between Bosnia and Herzegovina and Serbia. And Drina is the most polluted river in our region, but it's not only Bosnia and Herzegovina problem, it's a problem for three countries in the Balkan, from Serbia, when we have river Tara, who goes to Drina, and have Piva also, who go from Montenegro, and they took away every single piece of garbage that our people throw down beside the road, in the river, and everything else. This is not only problem with the mind of the people, because when we, from our history, we have a really good connection with the water. We have many poems about every single small river in a village. We have a lot of books around our water and our water supplies. But now, after many years in history, people don't, I can say, give a fuck about water because they occupied their lives with existing problems like economy, corruption, and everything else that leave our life in lead our life into the danger in Serbia. And I don't know how many of you know what happened in Serbia here. We have massive protest for around, not only this year, we have 3 years of protesting on the street. Many of them starts with ecological problems, with the water supplies, with the mini hydropower plants, with the waste of the water also. But now we have a problem with the corruption, who killed 15 people in a railway in Novi Sad when the roof of the train station fall down and killed them. Today we have noticed that one more life was end because one youth man died today after 4 months in a hospital because of the death. Of the deck falling of the roof, and now we have a really massive protest in Serbia. It's how can I say it? It's not only for corruption. They connected with every single fight that we're fighting for many years in Serbia. And when we start to looking on Rio Tinto and the mining, many people in Europe when we speak about lithium and general mining in Serbia, ask us what happened with the Chinese company and with the Russian company in Serbia, and we have a really, really big problem with them also, because the Russian digging oil in Vojvodina is the north of the country, but in the east Serbia, in Majdanpeki and Bor, we have a really big problem with the Chinese company, mining company called Zijin, and they digging gold, copper, and everything, leaving behind dead rivers, and one of them is the Bor River, who is the I think most polluted river in Europe, because they're full of acid and they don't have a life in there. So it's not only problem with the company; it's a problem with our government also and our laws and regulatives, because. Our country give to investors and to biggest company every single resource that we have in Serbia, and they don't have that for the locals and the locals company. So now you can see Bor and Majdanpek on that footage, and this is flotation from mining from of copper, and this is Bor River. I don't know, did I need to say anything, because you can see color and everything. And this is the also Red Lake. We have many of them in Majdanpek in East Serbia. But we have a mine there in that town. We have one problem with the Rio Tinto in Gornje Nedeljice when one of the lake, small lake, start to have a red color one morning, and we ask our scientists, what happened with the water? Why they red now? Why they don't get red like last year when we don't have researching of the lithium in Serbia? And they tell us that we have a really, really big problem with the acid, like sulfide acid and arsen, bor, brom, every single heavy metal from the table. And when we ask company Rio Tinto, what happened with that lake? They told us some algae start to, kako se kaže, cvetati, bloom. Yeah, they tell us that some algae who start bloom like that one first in a life in Serbia we see that on that lake, but we know from our scientists, for scientists from top of the Serbia. How can we call them SANU? Yeah, experts from Serbia, like team of Serbian scientists, told us that they have a red color because of the sulfide acid they finish in that kind of the river. So we have a many problem. We have a many protest against lithium mining, and one of them is last of them was on 10 of August last year when we bring. Around 100,000 people on the street, and after they, I and my two friends arrest because we block a railway station, because also we have a problem with the railways in Serbia who transport then that kind of the acid and everything they need for a mine. We have train who flow up from railway and you know, poison river and the ground. And the ground in Serbia, and because of that, and because of the researching, we don't have only problem with. And this is Drina that I speak on the start of the movie. This is the really, really big problem in Serbia, and they don't need to, they don't know how to solve that, but I think it's a pretty simple, just dig that and make regulatives and sections for the people who throw away garbage and everything in a river. And this is the Bor city near near Majdanpek in east of Serbia, and it's also Zijin Mining who pollute everything. And I think Jovana can explain more historical things about our fight with the lithium, and after that we speak on the protest. And also, I want to ask me a question, because, sorry for bad English, because it's a really, really, it's many difficult world to explain from Serbia to English. So if you need, if you have any question, just raise a hand, and I want to have interactive communication here, okay? Okay, Jovana.
Hello, my name is Jovana. I'm part of Mars Adrine group, like Ivan, and we've been protesting this lithium. Actually, I have to be clear, the mineral that we do have in Serbia is not just lithium, sorry. It's not just lithium, it's called jadarit, which is it's like a mix of lithium and boron. I think that's how you say it, boron. So the process of taking the lithium out of this complex mineral that we have is a very big issue, because the process of cleaning this would cause a lot of damage, and they would need to use 1,000 tons of sulfuric acid that will be thrown into River Drina that we have every single day for the rest of the life of this mine. What they are trying to tell us and lie to us is that they have some kind of a process that will clean this sulfuric acid out of the river, which is, I don't even have a word for that. Like, they obviously think we're all stupid at the Serbian Academy of Science, and all our biggest experts that we have are stupid, and that they never heard of that process that they try to tell us that they will use. So I want to tell you a little bit about the history of Rio Tinto in Serbia. I'm gonna try for that to be short, so I don't give too much details, because it is very complex situation. Since Rio Tinto started, like, they got their first research permits in 1998. That's the year I was born, and that's 27 years ago. The problem about that is that in that moment, Serbia was struggling. We had an autocracy, literally, we were in a dictatorship. And we had a lot of protests. It was a revolution. We had big inflation, rising crime rates, the presence of numerous criminal groups. So this thing about lithium was a kind of, it all went under the radar. People didn't know what was going on, and they didn't even hear about it all the way up to 2015. I think that was the first time we realized what is actually going on with this project, when our prime minister went to London to finalize an agreement with Rio Tinto at their headquarters. So our government told us that this is a huge opportunity for Serbia's economy to grow. And in that moment, most people actually believed in that. Important thing to say is that from 1998, onwards, Rio Tinto employees lived among the locals in the planned mining area. They became friends with them, with the residents and locals, and assured them that the mine would be small, located underground, and that it developed in an environmentally clean way. Just a few years after 2015, in 2020, one of their employees revealed the real plan to the locals, because he became friends. I mean, it was all very disgusting. Like, they literally became friends with all these people. They went to the birthdays of their kids. They went, we have something called Slava. I don't know if you heard about that. Every house has a saint that we're celebrating once a year. So they went to all these celebrations. They were hanging out with people. They literally were friends with him, and then one of the guys from Rio Tinto couldn't keep this secret anymore, and he went there, he met the locals, and he showed them the plan. Like, what is really going on, that it's not just an underground mine, that it's a huge mine. He showed them the maps and everything of all the region that the mine will be, and it's a huge, huge part of this land. And I have to say that this part of Serbia is one of the most fertile land that we have after north of Serbia, and that it produces more than 80% of all our agriculture. Like, it's literally feeding us and some part of Europe that we are exporting. So that was very crazy. And in 2020, when he revealed that, locals were furious, they were angry, they were out of themselves, like they didn't know what to do. So they started talking, like they made the groups in every place. It's more than 20 villages that would be affected. So in every place there was a local group, and they were trying to make plan, what are they gonna do? Because they've been living there for 7 generations. They've been doing their agriculture. That's the only thing that they are doing. They have kids. They have kids that go to schools, to universities. They have their all their lives there. And they would have to move from there because it's impossible to live there if the mine is open. So they started making plans, and all together with all the groups, with our actress that came from America, they managed to connect with We Move Europe. So I'm gonna show you now the, yeah, this is the petition that they made, sorry. I'm gonna show you now the petition. This petition in We Move Europe has, as you can see, more than 460,000 signatures. We also made a national, this is the national petition that has more than 300,000 signatures. So more people started after 2020, more people started learning the truth about the project and became outraged, of course, when they realized that Serbia was on a verge of ecological destruction, literally, since, like Ivan said, we are occupied on every side. Like, the northern Serbia is occupied by Russians. I mean, not literally, but they're digging oil. The east Serbia is occupied by Chinese mining companies. And now the west part of Serbia will be occupied with Rio Tinto's lithium mine. So people became outraged. And that's how all the protests and all the actions started in Serbia. At some point in 2021, we organized a protest that had around 40,000 people on the street. It was against Rio Tinto's mine, and this, at that moment, was the biggest ecological protest in Serbia ever held, because I'm not very proud of this, but we are not very ecologically... Like, we weren't thinking about that kind of things until then. So this was really big at that moment, because 40,000 people on the street because of that is huge. And we kind of put the pressure on the government. And they canceled in January. That was December of 2021. And in January 2022, the government decided to withdraw the spatial plan of the mine, effectively canceling the project, or... At least that's what we thought, that's what they told us. Later on, of course, we realized that the cancellation wasn't done properly, wasn't done legally, and we knew that the project would eventually resurface. We knew that this day will come, probably around elections, and of course that happened. So during that time, when we realized after 2-3 months that it's probably not done legally, We launched a national initiative. That's what we have under our constitution. Like, you can launch a national petition. You need at least 30,000 or 20,000. I'm not sure. It's changing all the time. But between 20 and 30,000 signatures, if you get that, and it's all notarized. It's not electronically. Like, you need to go and you need to sign it. You need to put all your information, and you need a notary to put a stamp on it. So we managed to do that, and we managed to collect around 36,000 signatures. And the next step would be, this topic should be the like part of the, it should be discussed in the National Assembly. However, they chose to completely ignore it, violating the Serbian constitution, and they continue to ignore it until this day. And of course, what we thought, the project was revived in July 2024, and we protested continuously until November 1st, when the roof of Novi Sad's train station collapsed, killing now, today, 16 people. From that moment, we shifted focus to a new wave of anti-corruption protest, and these protests are still ongoing. It's important to say that we had to kind of pause the anti-Rio Tinto protest because we have something more important at this time. I don't know if any of you know, but 4 months ago, our students blocked all universities in Serbia, and labor unions went on a strike. Just a few days ago, during the largest protest in Serbian history, over 600,000 people took to the streets. Some foreign media even reported 1 million attendees. In response, our government that day used the sonic weapon LRAD-450XL during the 15 minutes of silence we held in memory of the victims of the roof collapse. And that's everything I have to say about what is going on in Serbia, but for sure we will continue fighting the lithium mine. We will not allow them to do that to our country and to our people, since there is a lot of people that are living there, that are doing their agriculture and had no other possible things to do in their lives. They are in their 50s, like they can sell their houses and do what after that. So it is still ongoing, it's just a pause because we have different, bigger things at the moment, but that's the situation.
Thank you.